Caroline, Whitley, D. Mays, 102.5, 106.3, The Game, and The Game Nashville app. We're streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook Live. And we are broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. We've had a whole lot of debating on the station over the last few days.
Mm-hmm.
So we bring in a guest to continue said debate, or at least maybe be therapy, give the floor to clarify some things. Chris Mason joins us now. Now, see, Mace, I will open the floor to you.
Well, I will join here, part of the conversation.
Happy to have you. Thanks for joining.
And you're we're the Avengers. You're now on the Avengers team, okay? You're on our team.
So the crew is now we're the Avengers.
Yeah, we're the Avengers.
The Spartan Avengers.
Let's start it here because I was texting with Mace this morning. Mm-hmm. We heard what Jared said yesterday. We may have the clip here. Let's maybe play the gist of it. Basically, Jared is questioning, for those that have not followed the latest for Milwaukee. Milwaukee fell behind in their best-of-five series, 2-0. Mm-hmm. Askarov started both games. They lost both. He struggled. He also took a bonehead penalty in the second game while they were behind. It wasn't a good look. And they moved to Troy Grosnick, who is, as Jared calls him, and I think correctly, a journeyman minor league goalie, but a very good AHL goalie who's won a ton of games in a lot of different places in the AHL. They turned to him. He's won three straight. They've advanced to the next round against the Red Wings AHL team, Grand Rapids, which that series starts. And Jared was basically saying he doesn't understand why they wouldn't go back to Askarov. And he went as far as to say, which I think is the second dumbest thing he's said, besides when he said on Joe's show that they should trade three first-round picks plus Kevin Byard for Russell Wilson. He did say that on Joe's show.
That's bad.
Yeah.
Just behind that, I think, that he said Barry Trotz should fire Carl Taylor, the fine coach of Milwaukee, if he won't put Askarov back in there in the starting net for the second round series. So, with that in the backdrop, C. Mace, give me just try to stay rational here because I know it sounds so absurd, but give me your take on. If you're in that team, do we want to play
the clip?
Yeah. All right, let's play the clip.
And outside looking in, I don't have any inside information on this. I don't know why he got benched. I don't know if it's that he wasn't playing well. I don't know if it's that he's hurt. I don't know if it's that they were mad that he cross-checked a guy, which I don't really see the goalie do very often, but he did do that. But, I mean, to me, there is no feasible explanation for you benching a goalie who is your top prospect for a non-prospect goalie in the playoffs.
He did do that.
Yes. Okay.
He did cross-check. Mm-hmm. C. Mace, the floor is yours.
Okay. So here's my issue. I actually texted Jared this morning and said, that was an awful take. You know, going back to and then we got into it, and we got into baseball and all this kind of stuff. It was awesome. He can maybe tell you about it later. But my point is here, if Barry Trotz is coming in here and the organization is putting such a big, you know, price on building culture, what does it say to the 20 other guys on the team if you have your star goalie prospect take a bad penalty, not perform, and you keep throwing them back in here? You know what would happen? They would have been done in that next game. They would have lost. And then you're taking away the valuable experience that all the rest of the prospects are getting right now. We're not talking about Zach LaRue's unbelievable playoff heroics that he had in the next three games, that he had the opportunity, you know, to get that experience and to be in those situations because they made that decision. It's tough as a goalie. You only can choose one, right? So anybody in any organization says, hey, if you work hard and you do the right things and you perform, you're going to be in the lineup. For a forward, it's easier. All right, this guy's not going. We'll move him down to the fourth line. We'll take away, you know, monitor his ice time a little bit. He took a bad penalty. He's going to sit on the bench. We got 11 other guys that can play. When you have a goalie in that situation, he's got to earn his ice time. If you're in the playoffs and your point, you want to build a culture and you want to build winners, you have to play the lineup that's going to give you the best chance to win. And if you look at who's leading the team in scoring for their first round in playoffs, it's three young players that are a future, potential big part of this future for the Nashville Predators. So to say that by making that decision, which is the right decision to make, they played him all year. You develop in the regular season. You develop last year. You're probably playing the kid a lot more last year than you would because he's the 11th, pick overall. He's your first rounder. He's the future. But when it comes down to this, there's 18, 19 other guys you got to worry about. There's other prospects. You got to win. You got to build something. You want to see these kids, how they perform in these situations when it's been an emotional, physical grind all season long. Who's going to step up? Who's going to play? Who's going to be down? Who can you count on when you're down 2-0 in a series, facing elimination 3 games in a row, and you win? You got Zach LaRue, Stechkov, Parsonen was awesome. You know, there's a big thing about Tomasino getting called out by Brunette. But you got a lot of young players that are probably going to be or have the opportunity to be a part of this franchise moving forward. So I think that just gets overshadowed. And to say that a coach should get fired, I mean, maybe that was an afterthought. He's probably trying to be a little dramatic, as he so often does with the ending of that. But I just think it was a ridiculous, singular focus take, just a hot take, and you're not even considering it all the benefits that everybody else on the Milwaukee Admirals had because of that decision. So it's just, that's kind of my two cents on it.
Well, let me ask you this too, from the whole development, because I think that's point number one, is you're trying to develop. What is the number one shortcoming of the organization for 25 years? They have not...
developing forwards.
Right. They have not developed enough really good forwards to win a cup, right? They've done a lot of other... They've developed unbelievably good goalies and defensemen. They've had a shortcoming at forward. So the development of those forwards is huge. So it's not just all about Askarov, right? It's about the forwards. But let's just talk about Askarov. When a guy has struggled, and I have, if obviously Jared is not hearing me when I give the numbers out, or he doesn't worry about the numbers, he has struggled down the stretch. It's not just in the first two games of the playoffs. He's had an .880 save percentage since the height of the run, right? They won 18 or 19 in a row, right? Mm-hmm. He was on fire. He was doing amazing things. He's leveled off since then. So he's struggled some. But Mace, for his development, sometimes isn't it better to get off the ride for a little bit, take a step back, right? While you're trying to win, you're trying to survive so you can keep playing and keep developing the whole roster. But it may be the best thing for Askarov right now to sit back for a minute.
Well, I think that's a great point, because as an athlete and you're a blue chip prospect, you're the first overall, you've played at every level, are you just going to be handed the playoff job? And what happens if you get swept in the first round? What good is that for your development? You know, not saying that he needs a slice of humble pie. He's a good kid. He's a great talent. But he didn't deserve to play in that last game. You know, it's the bottom line. Are you going to go out and get swept in the first round and then be handed an NHL spot because they, think that you're talented enough and you could possibly hang at the NHL level right now? Well, you don't just get handed those. You have to come up and you have to prove that. And you always have to prove it. I don't care if you proved it last year, or you proved it in an 18-game stretch where you look like, the best goalie on the planet. You got to prove it the next week. You got to prove it in the last game when, your team, you're banged up and you've got some injuries after that, awesome point streak or win streak that the Admirals have. You got to prove it then. You got to prove it when you're good, your team's good, you're bad, you're in the playoffs. So I think this could be a good thing for him. Any experience, I think, whether you're playing all the time, but I think this could be just as valuable, where he could sit back and just, he can go work on his game, get out of his head. Because if they do make a long run, they got a tough matchup right now. He could be going back in the net. Had he played that third game and they lost, the whole team's done. Everybody's done. You don't have these awesome storylines. You never know if he's going to get back in there or not. And then you look back and you're like, wow, thank God he, it took that breather and now he's back. He got to collect himself and, take that seat and watch the guys, rally around, the journeyman Troy Grosnick, and come together and find a way to win that series. And who knows, he could have an impact later in this playoffs if that's the case. He may not. But it's certainly possible, and it's possible that if he had played that next game, they wouldn't have that opportunity. So I think any situation, if you have the right mindset, I think as a young player, whether it's good or bad, is very valuable. And it's just how you handle it, and you learn to handle it by going through it. It might suck the first time. You're like, oh, man, I should be playing. I'm this guy. I'm 11th overall. Why aren't I playing? And then maybe just say, hey, you know what? He deserves to be playing. I don't deserve to be playing right now. What do I have to do when my name's called to be ready to play? I got to work on my game. I got to get my attitude back. I got to, whatever the case may be, you kind of have to look in the mirror, and that's maturity. That's a sign of growth.
Chris Mason is with us. And look, Askarov did something dumb that hurt the team. And I'm not a parent, but I have heard that you don't reward bad behavior because that only encourages more bad behavior. But I think my question is, and I think I'm not the only one that shares the same question, is if Askarov is one of your top prospects, if not the Predators' top prospect at this point, don't you want to give him that opportunity to work it out, to continue to develop? Because, you know, how much development can get done, how much learning can get done when you're not able to play?
I think just as much development can be done by watching his team have success and to self-analyze maybe why he isn't. If he was deserving to be in the net, he would be in the net. And if I'm an athlete and
they don't want to not play him, right? Do we all agree? They want him to take the reins and do it. But if they don't have a game, he can't develop. If they lose, like, they have to try to keep winning so they can keep putting these guys out there. The question is going to become, when is the right time to get him back in there? But I mean, I see your point. He is the number one prospect. But as C-Maze just said, they've got the number two, the number three. I mean, they've got six or seven other very important prospects that they want to see play as well. Like Zach LaRue has made a huge jump, and he's taken this opportunity. I don't know if he'd have game four and game five. Like, we'll never know. Maybe Askarov would have gotten it right. But, Mace, what about when is the right time, maybe, to get him back in? Do they just ride Grosnick until they lose? Like, they're having success, right? So that's one side of the coin. But Caroline's asking a good question. At some point, you do want to see him get back in there, right?
And it's not fair for me to say that this team needs more scoring and to listen to the general manager say we need to get younger in the top nine and then say, well, then ignore the development of the other players. But there is a massive, massive dilemma and decision facing this organization, and 99.9% of it has to do with the readiness and the development of Askarov.
Yeah, I think, you know, you never want to put, especially you don't want to put a prospect in a bad situation. And I get that, of course. You wish he could have played every game, and that's how it went, and they won that series, and it was awesome. But the reality of it is he didn't. And you do have those other players that you need to look at and to give that experience and to go for it, to try to win, do whatever it takes to win with the group that you have. And at that time, it was Askarov. And you'll never know until you actually give him an opportunity in the NHL where he's on the roster, which he will get at some point. I don't really understand what the hurry is, even with the Saros thing. You could get me, although I'm Team Saros, you could get me on board with that scenario if we knew who the right guy was to play with Askarov, what is coming back in this, you know, hypothetical trade that we're moving, one of the best goalies in the league. You know, now they're trying to tie him to Toronto Maple Leafs. Why did the Toronto Maple Leafs go on him? Because they want to win the Stanley Cup, because they've lacked goaltending, because they have all the score in the world, but they don't have a goalie. Look at Edmonton right now. They're going to Calvin Pickard. You know, Stuart Skinner was a great young goaltender, had a great year. I think he's awesome. He struggled. Now they're going to Calvin Pickard. Some don't even think he's a full-time NHLer. So it's just tough in this situation. Askarov will get his chance. I just don't see the rush. UC Saros is signed next year. You don't have to trade him in the summer. This can marinate a little longer, and it's been entertaining, but I just don't see I don't have the same sense of urgency, I think, that everybody has about this situation. It's kind of a little bit frustrating.
I think the rush all comes from the contract and how much easier of a position Barry Trotz would be in had, you know, UC Saros had 3 years left on his deal, or if we thought that UC Saros would come anywhere close to agreeing to a contract worth, you know, 3 or 4 years. Obviously, that's not the case. He's not going to sign for anything less than 7. So that's the rush, is the contract. And for me, my push to trade over the summer, or even at the deadline, would be just to get something in return for UC Saros, to get the draft picks, to get the prospects, to get, you know, whatever return that you might see a clear path to building a Stanley Cup contending team. But I did want to ask UC Mays, what would your thought be of bringing Askarov up this season, evaluating him, and then having UC Saros walk next season in free agency?
Well, I don't like the free agency thing. I agree with you, Caroline, in the part of having UC Saros. If you can't get a deal and you want to do something, a five-year thing or whatever the heck you want to do, whatever the situation is, I've always been in the camp that I want Yaro Askarov here with UC Saros. If you can't work anything out with UC Soros. And I disagree on the part that he's more valuable with 3 years left on his deal or even one. If you can take him to free agency, you can sell him to a team that feels they're to win a Stanley Cup. They can rent UC Soros. You can trade him to a team that wants to go for a Stanley Cup and sign him long term, and they have the rights and they're in control of that situation, complete control. So I think his value goes up because of the lack of contract, in my opinion, and that's at the deadline. So I see even if you take him in the summer, you could do the same thing, and they could sign the 8 years with the team that you trade him to. But I don't think his value goes down. To your initial question, though, I want Yaroslav Askarov with UC Soros. I think that's the best thing for him in his development, which is the most important thing when you're talking about a 22-year-old kid and, you know, his hopefully, you know, long, long NHL career. You could derail his development if you don't handle that situation rightly, properly. And I think with him coming up with a wrong partner or a wrong situation, I think that you could really set him back. Because I honestly don't think everybody says he's dominated the American Hockey League. I don't think he has. That's just my honest opinion. I think he's very talented. I think his potential, he has the skill set to be an elite goaltender in this league. And you've seen that with players with elite skill sets that don't necessarily materialize into elite players, because there's a lot more than just having the tools and the skills, physical and the talent as he does. So I think the development part of that is something you have to be extremely sensitive with.
And I think that's kind of goes back to the initial point of the conversation of the development in the playoffs. And I know that there are a lot of Predators fans out there that might be saying, look, we prioritize development over winning games
right,
in
but,
the AHL
But
playoffs.
Can we agree that in this moment, right, this is just one small chapter in a long journey, right, for Askarov. And they want Askarov to succeed more than anybody, regardless of how it ends up.
Of course.
Whether he becomes a starter, whether they trade him, whether he ends up being a great backup for a few years, whatever it lands, they want him to achieve his potential. Mm-hmm. But I think the fact that he's not playing, number one, it does tell you that he's a little ways away from being handed a starter's role in the NHL, right? But it also tells you that the best part of his development right now, today, in this snapshot, might be for just to take a break, right? Hit the reset button for a minute. And we'll see when it does come back. But in the meantime, you are trying to win, right? These are meaningful games. I know, like, Joe has said, who cares about how the AHL team does? But Barry Trotz has put a priority. He says, I want serial winners, and I believe that if you win in the AHL and you get in a habit of winning, that means something, right? You have these the other prospects, all of your prospects, winning big games and trying to win championships. That bodes well in that player's development.
I see it like college football in a sense. Like when you what does every young coach want with his program when he takes over? He wants to win games and put himself, obviously they want to win a national championship, but more importantly, he wants to get that extra game. Why? For development of his other players that are there, the younger guys that are there. It's not about one singular person. It's about this group of guys that we brought in. If we can get that extra bowl, we can finish with 6 wins and getting that extra game, we are going to take it. Why? Because it helps us develop these players even more, players that they thought they were not going to get an opportunity to play. I see Milwaukee as the same thing. It's like, okay, yes, we have Askarov. He is a talent, but we got other talent around him that we need to continue to evaluate. Listen, they probably think from this standpoint, you showed a lack of maturity and you're not winning. We're pulling you. We're pulling you. You got to sit and watch for a while. You know, you got immense talent, but the worst thing we can do is let you do your own thing with that immense talent. Not keep you like you're out there doing whatever you want to. We can't allow that to happen. We got to rein it back in. We want these other guys to get developed as well. It's not like we're not going to put you back in, but at this moment, the lack of maturity because of the penalty you took and your loot and you're not playing the way we hoped you would play, let's remove them. Let's continue to develop these other guys. Not to say that we're not going to put them back in, but we are looking at this thing from a whole view, not just from a quarter of a view, because Askarov is a quarter of it. That other, those other guys on that team that needs to be developed, that are first rounders, that guys that you hope develop and that you can bring them up. Well, don't they need it too? So we're just all going to just assume, well, it don't matter. Throw a scar off back in there. If they don't win, at least we get to see him. Well, what about those other guys that are trying to develop, that the team wants to develop?
But, Mace, I don't know if you've ever been through this in the minor league level. If you're struggling, right, like I know as a pitcher, if I see a young pitcher, a very young pitcher who's talented, just getting his brains beat out.
And then you see frustration.
You lose confidence. You have a little feeling of failure. You're letting the team down. The last thing I want to do is keep throwing you back in there. Sometimes the best thing is take a step back, mm-hmm. right? Work on your mechanic. I know goalies have that same type of process, don't they?
Well, absolutely. I mean, you know, if you look, you give up 8 goals in 2 games. You can't just, you got to make a change. I mean, regardless of who starts or who's in there, if you're trying to win as an organization and get the most development out of your team, not just your one goaltender, because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter necessarily where everybody's drafted. You don't know who's going to end up being the best, prospect in the whole team there. This situation, I think he made the right decision. I mean, it's just, to me, it's common sense. If I'm on that team and I'm Yaroslav Askarov and I lose the first 2 games and I give up 8 and they tell me, hey, Mace, you know, the other guy, we're going to give Troy a chance, to go in there. I'm like, that's the right decision. That, to me, as an athlete, that sends the right message to the rest of your team, to the prospects, to how the process is going to work in the National Hockey League. That's the business of the game. Yes, you want to develop Yaroslav Askarov. He is a very young, talented goaltender. He will get his opportunity, but at this moment, it was the right decision to make. And D-Mace, after that rant, I think you're the captain of the Avengers, by the way.
Yes!
Yes! Okay, well, then quickly, before, because we do have to break, same as you say, you agree of the decision to sit Askarov in the last couple of games. What about the game tomorrow? Because I don't think you just want to sit Askarov for the rest of the playoffs. I kind of want to see how he responds. Yeah, he's young. Yeah, he needs to mature. Yep. But you know, you need to go out there and you need to kind of face some adversity.
I agree. And I suspect that it's possible. I can't remember if it's a best of 7 or not. But
it's a best of 5. And the way this one goes, 2 in Milwaukee, 2 in Grand Rapids, and then a game 5, if necessary, would be in Milwaukee. So as opposed to the last one where they started the first 2 in Texas and then had the last 3 in Milwaukee.
Yeah. I think you'll probably see Grosnick start. He finished the series. He won all 3 games. I mean, to me, how do you not do that? I think everybody would be in shock if you went back to Askarov. But I think at some point in this series, if there's an opportunity to get him in there, I absolutely think you should. But that's up to Carl Taylor. So we'll see how he handles it.
See, Mace. We always will give you a platform for some therapy. We appreciate you for stopping by.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day, and hopefully we'll talk to you soon. I don't know. Are we going to be talking about this next week, too, or is this
more than likely.
You can see how Milwaukee does.
It's a long summer season.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. All right, guys. Anytime. I love it.
Very appreciated, C-Base.